operation on the GD line has gone along steadily. We now seem to be running an average of one man more on operating night than we have positions. Actually added two or three in the last several months, but there's usually one or two missing. So we're now running about with, I guess, eight full positions, about nine men average, which means somebody has to stand out and look around. Sometimes I've done it, but I kind of prefer to take a job if I can. And I've been running port more, or one of the boards in port, more in the last few weeks than the last couple of months, more than anything else. It's funny, the last couple of weeks, why the traffic has run very unusual in the sense that both port and Great Divide are sort of short on cars, and all over the rest of the railroad, they're stacked up all over. I think it broke last night when we were operating. It seems to me the shift is going to start to come back, and I suspect next week by both port and Great Divide are going to be filled with cars that a little more than they can handle. But for a couple of weeks there, port was running very, very easily, and keeping up and not even slowing down trains coming through and everything else. It may be possible that we're learning how to run the board better. It may be possible it's just the flow of the cars. I suspect a good deal of it's the latter. But once you get caught up, like in all positions, where you seem to be able to go on for quite a long time, just staying up and keeping in good shape. Once you start to settle down and get behind, it seems to just sort of make it a little harder all the time to stay up, and pretty soon you kind of get waterlogged and almost throw it to where nothing gets through very much on time until gradually all the cars start going out and a few of them come in, and pretty soon you're in good shape again. I'm not too sure how much of it is that cycle and how much of it is the ability of Andy and I, or in the other case, Fenton and Andy, being able to get the work done. But it seems to have eased quite a bit recently with much less labor on our parts. The relatively new operator up at Great Divide, Bob Briggs, who is a Navy lieutenant out at the language school, either he's picked up that board awful fast, or else they're doing a lot of shortchanging out there. I don't think the latter, but I've noticed several times he's had a chance to walk around the room and look at things rather than stay up there and keep busy on the yard. That is when Joe, of course, is working the engine house, and of course that's a half-time job, and Joe likes to stand around and look at things rather than to work very hard anyway, though